they are really not facing a re-election. It's a war. It's a war. The Taliban is very much contesting the election. The Taliban are contesting the election, though, through the bullet, not the ballot. They are framing the narrative. They are rigging the polls while the caretakers and the military establishment just stands by. And what is going on in North Waziristan is the ideological hybridization through cross-pollination. Haqqani Network, Jaish-e-Mohammed, Sipah-e-Sahaba, Ahl-e-Sunnat wal-Jamaat, LEJ, TTP, they are effectively Al-Qaeda or work with Al-Qaeda or they try to emulate the Al-Qaeda. The new face of Al-Qaeda in Pakistan is the Punjabi Jihadi, Punjabi Talib, and their associates in the TTP, which is predominantly Pashtun, but is heavily manned by outsiders like Chechens, like Uzbeks, and people from Central Asia, and of course, from anyone who wants a terrorism excursion, they're willing to go, just buy the ticket, and boarding, lodging, and suicide training is taken care of. And no one highlights that more than the plight of New York Times correspondent David Ord. He was held by the Haqqanis at a camp that was operated by the Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan. The Sirajuddin Haqqani and Qari Hussain, they jointly ran suicide bomber training camp at Shawal, North Waziristan. The TTP gave suicide and car bombers and fighters to the Haqqani network. I want you to just ponder that over the last 3 years, Pakistani army has dragged its feet to go after the Haqqani network. And Haqqani network is the one which is providing logistic, strategic, depth, and support to the Taliban fighters who have been unleashed on the Awami National Party, Pakistan People's Party, and MQM.